I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend marks another season opener for West Virginia hunters. We'll take a look at the fall turkey season coming up right after this. The fall hunting season opens on Saturday in a large number of counties across the state. As turkey populations have increased, the state has been able to extend that fall hunting into some of the western counties, which were not traditionally opened in the autumn in the past. Curtis Taylor, Chief of Wildlife at DNR, tells us, however, fall hunting is not what it once was in the Mountain State.
It's kind of disappointing in that a lot of the interest in fall turkey hunting, I think, has gone by the wayside. We've got so many hunting opportunities out there, and people are picking and choosing what they're going to do, and fall turkey is not high on your list. It certainly does not have the mystique that killing a deer with a bow and arrow does.
Taylor explains, though, this is a completely different kind of turkey hunting than what we do in the spring.
Fall hunting is a completely different game. If there's two keys in the spring, the key is sex, because you're hunting gobblers and they're looking for receptive females. In the fall, it's all based on food. And you find where the turkeys are feeding, and that's where they're going to be until the food source is gone, then they'll move. This year, our mass surveys indicate that there's a lot of white oak acorns out there, much more than last year. So scouting is the key to being successful in the fall.
Turkey numbers are strong in West Virginia as well. It's likely you'll find a good number in every flock around the state. Taylor says reproduction is still very high.
This time of year, we're looking at, of course, mainly successful hens and their broods. So you do have some hens that will join together. A big flock would be a dozen or so birds.
Without question, a fall turkey hunt is a lesson in patience and skill, because the idea is to break up that flock and convince them to return to the same spot.
You've got to beat that adult hen, because she's going to be coming back. And, you know, you should stay at or near the point of flush. And you got to make sure you got a good flush, too. If they all fly the same way, you're wasting your time. Now, if they go all points of the compass, that's a good flush. And you sit right back down, and you either give hen assembly yelps, you give kiki runs, and they're going to come running right back, because they are a flock animal. They love to be together.
Be sure and check the regulations brochure to see which counties have fall hunting this year in West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.